Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll free, 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back. Second hour of Catholic Answers Live, open forum today, and our good friend Tim Staples. You are well enough to join us, Tim. I'm happy
I am.
See that. Tim is Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers, the author of Behold Your Mother. You have one more recent book, is that right?
Well, I have the booklet, 20 Answers Mary.
Oh, yeah, 20 Answers Mary.
That is more recent. And I also have another book. I forgot the title. Do you remember the title?
I always forget the nuts and bolts of these things. But yes, nuts and bolts of apologetics.
A practical how-to guide
to apologetics.
Apologetics and evangelization, yes.
Yeah, I'm impressed with myself that I got that, Tim. I probably should just leave now and let you do the rest of the show. I got one thing right.
Yeah.
It is open forum, meaning any question that you have on the life, the faith, the history of the Catholic Church, we are very, very happy to take it. You certainly don't have to be Catholic to call. If you've always wondered something about the Catholic Church, give us a call. We'd be happy to address it if we can. Maybe there's someone in your life who has been asking you a question, a child or a parent, and you're just not quite sure how to address that. We're happy to take those calls as well. 888-318-7884 is that number, 888-31-TRUTH. And I will be giving out another number, however, shortly. So if you're planning to call to talk to Tim, 888-318-7884. The reason I'll be giving out another number is because at this very moment, we are halfway through our end-of-year pledge drive. If you've been thinking about your end-of-year giving, or if you have not been thinking about your end-of-year giving but are willing to be inspired to give, we are here to ask you for your help and support. We only do this four times a year. We only do it 3 days in a row when we're doing it. And even during those 3 days, we continue to do our regular programming. We try not to bother you too much, but we do need your support. We can't do it without you. These hours, for the rest of this hour, we continue with another $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match, meaning every dollar you give is matched with another dollar. So if you are able to, say, sponsor us for $20 a month, that for us, that's $40 a month for the coming year. And that means a lot. If you're a very, very blessed person who can make a donation of, say, $1,000 or maybe even $2,000, you just give us a call, 888-291-8000. We will be very grateful for that. I can assure you, very grateful. And it'll also be matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
My friend, I got some good news.
Okay, let me.
And I'm sure you've probably already shared it, but we hit our match yesterday, did we not?
Oh, we did. Yeah.
Jimmy I was very excited to read that. And we did go a bit over the match, so we've got to hit it again. And do you know, by the way, is it the same person or is it different person?
I do not know.
Don't know who gave the match?
I think that I know there's more than one donor. I don't know if it's today is one donor.
All I know is it's exciting that we have another match here, folks. This is a great and exciting opportunity. So please, folks, the phones have been somewhat quiet in the last hour.
Yes.
So we really need you guys to get on the phone. There may be a few of you out there that have been hemming and hawing. We need you to do it now. We got to catch up a little bit here. We cannot miss this match because I believe just like yesterday, if we don't get it, we don't get it.
In other words,
if we don't get the whole 20,000, we don't get it. So folks, please, we need you to call now, 888-291-8000. Pick up that phone, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need to hear from you. And you know, Cy, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but the reach of Catholic Answers Live now is around the world. We are seeing, I am not exaggerating in the least when I say that we are seeing such increases in the numbers of testimonies of lives changed from when we first started, Cy. It is unbelievable, the numbers, the increases in the numbers. We have pastors, you know, Protestant pastors, atheists, you name it, covering the spectrum that are becoming Catholic as a result of this radio broadcast and Catholic Answers in general. So, folks, there's never been a more important time than now, especially when you look at the culture side and you see the attacks coming on a daily basis. I just was at the coffee shop writing, and I saw where Bill Maher, I can't even repeat what really? He said, attacking the Catholic Church in particular, Christians in general, but the Catholic Church in particular, and the Holy Family, my friends. He said, obviously, things that I can't repeat here. But they're to me, I mean, that's an example of how the enemy is coming after not only Christians, and we stand with our Christian brothers and sisters. We stand Amen. With anyone, Amen. Any a person of goodwill. Mm-hmm. But there is no doubt the devil is attacking, in particular, the Catholic faith. Why? Because we are the possessors of the fullness of the deposit of faith. We alone possess the fullness of truth that God has deigned to be communicated to this world for salvation, and he hates us. So it is no wonder that prominent members who are of the world hate us as well. And so there's never been a more important time for the purity, the truth of the Catholic faith to go out over the airwaves than right now. And so, folks, that's what we're about at Catholic Answers. We proclaim Catholic truth, the fullness of the truth that we are so blessed to possess, and we alone as Catholics. But we need your help to be able to continue it and to make it stronger and to do even more. But we can't unless you call, and we need you to call now at 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and every dollar is matched.
Every dollar matched, dollar for dollar, up to $20,000. I did check this before on this donation today. If we get $10,000 in pledges, we get $10,000. If we get $15,000,
we do.
Up to the $20,000.
Okay, so, gotcha. So yesterday it was different.
Far as I know. But yes. I just got the word on that. So
every dollar is matched up to $20,000.
Up to $20,000. So lots of people to thank. Linda in Southport, North Carolina, thank you very, very much for your generous donation. $50 becomes $100 for us. Sandy in Haslett, Texas, your $225, watch this, I'm going to do math, becomes yes. $450 for us. That was impressive, I know. Michael in Dallas, Texas. Boy, Texas is coming through for us. $100 becomes $200. Thank you all. They each called 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000 to support this program on Catholic Answers and to get a dollar-for-dollar match on their gift. We go now to John in Falls Church, Virginia, listening on Guadalupe Radio. John, your question for Tim Staples.
Hey, by the way, John, I don't know if you know this, yeah. John, but I was born and raised in Falls Church, Virginia. That's my old stomping grounds.
Oh, wow, what a blessing.
Yeah. Are you Catholic, by the way?
So I'm Catholic. My wife's Catholic. Our daughter's Catholic. I am exploring Orthodoxy.
Oh, gotcha.
However,
what parish do you go to?
St. John's.
St. John's.
We kind of go to St. James as well sometimes because of proximity.
St. James, good Catholic school there. At least I hope so. It used to be when I was there.
Oh, no, I still think it is. The community is pretty vibrant and,
yes.
and booming, so
yeah.
It has to be.
Yes. All right, John, what's on your mind? How can I help you?
So, my understanding in reference to the Immaculate Conception is that St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Bernard, to a degree, were opposed to that doctrine. So I was curious
Correct.
If you could provide any justification.
Yes. Well, understand the reasons for St. Thomas's and St. Bernard's rejection of it was because there was no – and by the way, I'll tell you a little history, John. When I was in the seminary, I attempted to try to make Thomas Aquinas – not rejected, and I got blown away. So yes, he did. But it was rooted in a conceptual problem. Thomas, if you read in the Summa where he rejects the Immaculate Conception, he argues that immediately after her conception, she was freed of all sin, including the fomes peccati, or the tendency to sin that comes from original sin. She had removed all stain of original sin, and unlike all other Christians, the fomes peccati, or even the tendency to sin. His problem was, like St. Bernard's, they did not have, in fact, when you read the Summa, Thomas says that there's only two possibilities. Either Mary would have been conceived in sin and then saved from sin, or she would have been somehow saved from sin before she was conceived. And he argues that's absurd. It's obvious from Thomas's argumentation that he did not know of, and how could he, because the full development of this understanding would come later in the 14th century with William of Ware, who was the teacher of Duns Scotus, who came up with this idea of preservative salvation, which is very biblical. In the book of Jude, for example, verse 20, St. Jude says, I pray that you be preserved from all stain of sin until the coming of the Lord. So there was no concept in Thomas's mind of the idea that at the conception, she would be preserved. That's saved, so that, you know, Luke 1:47 is intact. My soul rejoices in God, my Savior. Yes, she was saved, but in a more sublime sense, as Duns Scotus would say, rather than falling and then being saved, she was saved in the act of the conception, saved in a more sublime way. Now, some of the biblical justifications you will find right in St. Thomas Aquinas and in St. Bernard of Clairvaux. I mean, read St. Bernard, his famous sermon in the 12th century called In Praise of the Blessed Virgin Mary, where he talks about Mary is greater than all the angels and all the saints and so forth. He, like Thomas, understood Mary's singular holiness, freedom of all, even contagion of sin and all of that, but not the Immaculate Conception. Now, as far as the biblical and historical defenses, what you have is, in fact, in my book, John, I'd recommend you get a hold of. It's called, Cy mentioned it earlier, Behold Your Mother. I give 8 biblical proofs for the Immaculate Conception. Obviously, we can't do all those here. But I do, for example, I can do real quickly. For example, Mary is actually named. Pope St. John Paul the Great points out in his encyclical, great encyclical, of March 25th, 1987, that Mary was named by the angel full of grace in Luke chapter 1, verse 28. Notice it's a greeting, Kyrie Kekaritomene, where the angel actually gives her a name or a title. And titles indicate in Hebrew culture, in ancient Oriental culture, something about the character and a permanent aspect of the character of the one named. And she's named Kekaritomene, which means literally she who has been completed or perfected in grace. Thus, she was already perfected and for all time in grace, meaning there could be no sin. And that is a title. As far as some other examples, I give some of the imagery or types from the Old Testament. Mary is revealed to be the Ark of the Covenant, for example. We don't have time right now to get into details on that. She's revealed to be the new Eve, for example. And by the way, this is the one that really got Cardinal Newman, the famous, you know, Anglican convert right to the Catholic faith. He wrote the book, The New Eve, where he shows how the fathers of the church understood Mary from the very beginning, from the very earliest fathers we have. In fact, you have Mary indicated as such in the letter of Mathetes to Diognetus, which was written about 120 AD. You have Justin Martyr in 150 AD, St. Irenaeus in 180, St. Hippolytus, and on down we go. When you understand Mary's the new Eve, of course you know she would have to be immaculately conceived, because, of course, Eve in the Old Testament was created in perfection without sin. For Mary to be conceived in sin, even for an instant, would be unthinkable, biblically speaking, because Old Testament types are always inferior to their New Testament fulfillments. And what you have in the early centuries is you do have saints like Saint Ephrem, a doctor of the church, who understood this, who talk about Mary as panhagia, all holy. There is no stain in her, even placing her in that sense on a par with her divine son in St. Ephrem's Nisibene hymns, for example, you know, in the mid-4th century. So you have implicit in the fathers an understanding that Mary is free from all sin. But conceptually, it took time for this develop to develop just how this works theologically. I wish I had time to do more, but biblically speaking, my friend, I talk about Mary as the beginning of the new creation, the daughter of Zion. Oh, my goodness. Glorious. But I give you 8 biblical reasons. Check it out if you can. The book is called Behold Your Mother. You can also go to Catholic.com. We have lots of articles. I've written several on the Immaculate Conception, but at the website, we've got lots of info. I wish I had more time. You know what? Could we do something? Could we send John my book?
Yeah. Can you do that? Get John's
Let's
address?
Do that.
Yep, John, stay on the line.
John, would that be okay if we could send you the book, no cost to you, because then we would really have a point of reference and maybe we could continue the discussion. Does that make sense, John?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. My wife's going to be floored. She's like, what?
Okay. Well, the call screener will get your information and we'll send it out to you, my brother.
And tell her you got it for her. You don't have to tell her you got it free. Just say, I got this book for you.
Amen. And you know what, Si?
Yeah.
This is another reason why people need to get on the phone and call right now. Do you know how much stuff we give away
for free? Oh, I know. I didn't know that until I came here.
I'm constantly giving away stuff, but we give away stuff to prisoners, to priests. We give away, I would love to get a dollar sign on that, but huge numbers. Because when folks call in, like our friend John here, we give them stuff, you know, but we need your help to be able to do that, to pay for this radio broadcast and all the overhead involved. And so we can give stuff away as well. Give us a call at 888-291-8000. Guys, pick up the phone now. We really do need your help. We're a little bit behind from the first hour. We need to catch up. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Among the things we give away is this radio program. Nobody pays us for this radio program, and it's on hundreds of radio stations around the country and via online and other means around the world. And as we always say, please do not neglect to support your local Catholic radio station. They're the ones that broadcast it. But to produce this content and send it out free so that it can be as widely used as possible is our mission, and we need your help with that. 888-291-8000. $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match today. 888-291-8000 is your way to participate. Maybe you've been especially blessed this year. Someone was explaining to me how much the stock market had gone up. I hadn't paid attention to that, but I think it was actually Jimmy was saying it, that maybe you've done very, very well in the stock market this year, and you're coming to the end of the year, and you have resources to be able to give. As you consider your year-end giving, maybe you want to be one of those people who gives us money for the match. Yeah, there are people there who have $10,000 or $5,000. Yesterday, a person, $20,000. I know it's just one person yesterday, $20,000. So,
are you serious?
For the match yesterday.
Oh, gave the $20,000. Yeah, okay. I was like, wait a minute. Okay, yes.
So if you have those kind of resources and you would like to help us with a match, we're doing this again tomorrow. Give a call, 888-291-8000. They'll put you through to Chris Check, our president, and he will arrange that for you and make sure that it's used the way you want it to be used. But let's say you can pledge $18 a month or more. You can just make that $18 a month or more pledge. That's a lot of money to us, because that gets doubled to $36 a month with the match.
Yes.
And then throughout the year, that helps us plan. And so much so that we'd like to be, we're able to, and we would like to send you The Case for Catholicism, Trent Horn's brand new book, and The Bible in a Year, a book edited by the great Bible scholar Tim Gray. And that's $18 a month. Maybe that's something that's within your reach. I'll tell you what it'll take. You dial that number. In about 2 minutes, it'll be done. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. If you're driving and can't give your credit card number and all that, just call and give them your phone number. They'll call you back tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon or whenever you'd like to be called back. Again, 888-291-8000 is that number.
You know what, Si? I have to say, every once in a while, I'll get an email for someone that says, you know, I was too pushy asking for money. It's rare, to be honest with you, but it happens. And yet, you know what, folks? I don't believe I'm being pushy. I'm passionate about what we do here. I believe in what we are doing here. And my friends, we only get how much time do we have? You know, only once a quarter. We have, what, 6 hours?
6 hours, and we take less than half of that time to raise money.
Yeah, once a quarter, folks. And let me tell you, if we had to do it once a week, I would be happy to do it once a week, because I believe in what we're doing. And actually, folks, I believe this is an opportunity for all of us as Catholic Christians to come together to pool our resources, right? So we can all contribute to the evangelization of our country and the world.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? I'll ask for money anytime to do that. And my friends, it's a privilege for us. I consider it a privilege to work here and to be able to contribute in any way I can. You know, sometimes I wonder why I get paid to do this, because I should be paying somebody to be able to do this.
And I always express shock that you're getting paid. But like, I should have made that deal when I came here.
But I do cash the check. I do.
Yeah.
But folks, seriously, it's a great opportunity. And you, this is not cliche, my brothers and sisters. You really do participate in all the labors of all the apologists and all the folks here who work like little bees. Let me tell you, this 47 full-time employees here are like little bees buzzing around here, that because this place cranks out more stuff. You know, if you're in the area, you come by and see us at Catholic Answers. We'll give you a tour, and you take a look at our shipping and the way I don't even know how those guys do it back there, especially at Christmas time, with the way stuff is shooting out of here. Folks, it's an opportunity. Pick up that phone now and become a participator in the fruits of our labor here at Catholic Answers and Catholic Answers Live. 888-291-8000. Look, you've been putting it off. It's time to do it now. 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Luis in El Paso, Texas, thank you very much for your $100 gift. It becomes $200 because it's matched. John in Haltom City, Texas, $20 a month gift. John, for that $20 a month gift, it's going to be doubled to $40 for us, but we're also going to be able to send you The Case for Catholicism, Trent Horn's new book, and The Bible in a Year, edited by Tim Gray. Very happy to be able to do that at $20 a month. If you can support us for $18 a month or more, we're able to do that. We'd love to send you those books. Greg in Omaha, Nebraska took advantage of that, $18 a month, your pledge, and it's doubled to $26 a month. A couple folks did $500 donations. Stephanie in Hazleton, North Dakota, and Michael in Fairhaven, New Jersey, each gave us $500. We're very grateful for that. And at that level, for a $500 donation or more, we'll send you The Case for Catholicism, Trent Horn's book, The Bible in a Year, Tim Gray's book, and Unlocking the Mystery of the Bible, a 4-DVD set with accompanying workbook from Jeff Cavins and Sarah Christmeyer. All that, if you are able to make a donation of $500. Just think about what that means to us. If you make a pledge of $500 today, that's $1,000 that we're receiving. And so we're very happy to be able to send you those gifts.
Praise God.
888-291-8000, the number 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We go now to Hugh in Los Angeles, listening on the mighty 9:30 a.m. Hugh, your question for Tim Staples. Hugh, are you there with us? Oh, okay. Hugh, when you turn back into a human from a snake, we will be happy to talk with you.
I think that was more like a robot.
Was that what? Maybe Hugh is a robot. Because, as I said at the beginning, you don't have to be Catholic to call. You can be a snake. You can be a robot. You can be anybody. Anybody's welcome. Let's see if we can real quickly get George in here then from Des Moines, Iowa. Listening on 94.5 Iowa Catholic Radio. George, are you a human being, and do you have a question for Tim?
Thank you. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So when I hear people, theologians describing God's relationship to the universe.
Yes.
So I want to make sense of it. God has created everything that there is, but he's outside of space and time.
Correct.
And our existence.
Yes.
And I've heard it put in different ways, and I'm not sure if they're all if they all square up.
Okay.
So God sees the past, our past, present, and future all exist simultaneously to God.
Yes.
And when I consider things like humans are supposed to have free will, I wonder.
Yes.
God intervenes in history, but does God have the freedom to change how things turn out?
Ah, gotcha.
If it's like a tapestry that God sees at once,
right.
Change anything.
Yes. Great question, George. And I love St. Thomas Aquinas on this point. We have to understand, when we say that God sees all things as now because he's outside of time, that means he knows all things past, present, and future. He sees now everything that is going to happen in the future as now because of the fact that, he's outside of time. However, George, and this is where some folks miss it, God, as you mentioned, created us. He created the temporal order. And so while he sees all things as now, St. Thomas Aquinas explains he sees them as they truly are in their temporal reality. So in other words, God can't change the past. He can't, because he created the temporal order. He created us to go through time, and so he cannot change the past. And because he's created us free, he can't coerce us even to change things in the future. He gives us grace so that we can participate in his providential plan. But because he knows what we're going to choose, that doesn't mean he's made the choice for us. We are still entirely free to choose what we will do or what we will not do. He simply knows what we're going to choose freely.
Be right back on Catholic Answers Live.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
You know, I have never seen women who want to be equal absolutely degrading themselves. And yet the media degrades your nature, your beauty as a woman, your goodness. Let us pray at some point our dear Lord touches their hearts.
For more information on Mother Angelica, visit Religious Catalog at EWTNRC.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, open forum. Tim Staples, our guest this hour. Tim is the Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers. I am Cy Kellett, your host. And this hour, we have really a mountain to climb here in the last half hour of the show. A mountain to climb because we have been given another $20,000 to match. And every dollar of it that we match, every dollar that we can raise up to $20,000 is going to be matched. I can't tell you, because we don't have the technology to figure this out while we're on the show, of exactly where we are. But we do know we are well below that $20,000 right now.
Yes.
And so in the last half hour, if you can call and pledge your support, this is the last time. Yeah. This pledge drive is the very last time that we are going to be able to come to you this year and ask you for your support.
Yes.
We won't do it again until next year, but this will carry us through the end of the year and into the beginning of next year.
Yep.
888-291-8000 is the number.
You know what, folks? I'm going to go out on a limb here. We need some folks right now to call and give those $2,000 gifts, $1,000 gifts, because as we were just looking, scrolling down through the gifts so far, and thank you, every single one of you who have called in and given today. God bless you. Thank you so much. but we are way down from yesterday. And so we really need some folks now to step it up. We need $1,000 gifts. We need $2,000 gifts. If there's somebody out there that can give that five-figure gift, we really need it now to make this $20,000. Now, granted, we're going to get whatever we get
yes.
of the $20,000. Because it's not like yesterday. If we don't get the whole match, we lose it.
Right.
But folks, we don't want to leave those dollars hanging so that, you know, let's say we had the opportunity for people to give $5,000 and that would have been $10,000 that we don't get. We can't do that, folks. We have a very generous donor who has given this $20,000 match and we need to make it. So folks, I'm begging you, 888-291-8000. Let's turn it around right now. We're way down from yesterday, but we're going to turn it around right now. Pick up that phone. Come on, folks. There's some folks out there. You know you can give $25 a month. You can do that right now. There's folks that can give $100 a month, $500 a month. There's that one-time gift of $500, $1,000, $2,000. There's got to be some folks. $2,000 one-time gifts. We need you guys to get us over the hump. Please pick up that phone now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And don't you dare let the devil tell you that your $25 gift, oh, well, I won't give that because they need more. No, we need every gift. As we talked about yesterday, this is how we function at Catholic Answers. We are a family, and it's the $25 one-time gift, the $25 a month gift, the $50, $100. That's our bread and butter. But I'm just saying right now we need some four-figure and perhaps five-figure gifts to really get us over the hump. One more time, folks. Pick up that phone now at 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. God bless you.
888-291-8000 is that number. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is the online spot where you can go. And we go now to Justin in Hamilton, Ohio, listening on 89.5 FM Sacred Heart Radio. Justin, your question for Tim Staples.
Hi, good afternoon. Well, good
yes.
evening. So my question, it's kind of a question about a situation that me and my wife are going through. So it pertains coitus interruptus. I use technical terms just because I'm on live radio. But
sure,
and it's a family program.
Oh,
so,
yes,
but you're fine. So, Justin, go ahead.
Okay. So, my wife isn't quite open to life at this very moment.
Yes.
We're open to life as a family. We have two children, but we don't necessarily want to have any children yet. Right now,
right.
We just had a baby, but. So I'll just get straight to the point with the question. So
sure.
Basically, I'm for NFP. She's for NFP, but she has a hard time with NFP,
okay.
Being that she wants to be able to have marital acts whenever she wants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But to not be in sin, you know, we can't do that. We can't do the coitus interruptus because it's wrong.
Correct.
My question is for myself.
Yes.
To be able to fulfill my wife's needs, what exactly should I do? I know St. Paul says that, you know, your wife, I'm my wife's body and she's my body. We're
yes.
one body. And it's not exactly how it says, but you
yes.
get what I'm saying.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm kind of, I guess you could say I'm in between a rock and a hard place because, she's, like I said, she's not really for the NFP
right.
as much as I want to do the NFP.
Yes. Well, my brother, if I could jump in, I think this is a clear call, and I think you're stepping up to the plate, my brother, for you to be an example to your wife. Because, yes, St. Paul in 1 Corinthians 7 talks about how our bodies are not our own. They belong to the spouse. That means we are to be generous in giving ourselves to our spouse. But that never includes sin. We give everything to our spouses. We submit ourselves. I love the way Ephesians 5:21 puts it. Submit yourselves one to another in the Lord. So, and that's in the context of Ephesians 5:19-32, where St. Paul is teaching on the sacrament of holy matrimony. So he's saying we give ourselves to each other, but in the Lord. And so we can never – so we give ourselves to each other in all things except sin. We can never – and this is – I know this is a hard saying, my brother, but as you know, in Matthew, for example, chapter 10, verses, what, 34 and 35, think not I have come to send peace on the earth, but a sword. Sometimes the truth of the gospel will be a source even of division. Sometimes we have to take stands that are not popular, even in our marriages, when it comes to all things except sin. But the good news is God has given us grace, the grace of the sacrament. He gives us particular graces, and he will give grace to your spouse as well through your prayers and sacrifices. And I will guarantee you, my friend, you honor God and God will honor you. And your wife will experience grace as you and I sacrifice as husbands for our wives, man. They get showered with graces as a result. They come from everywhere. You know, and so you honor God, my brother, and you're right. Coitus interruptus is not an option for us as Catholics. And by the way, is your wife is Catholic?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, as a Catholic, she's a baptized Catholic. She's received the sacraments of initiation. The grace of God is going to be there. And I will guarantee you the same grace that has brought you to this place right now where you're calling in to get an answer is the same grace that's going to see you through and heal your marriage and minister to your wife. Does that make sense, my brother?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
And I appreciate your call. You know, give us a call. Let us know what happens down the road.
Will you do that, Justin?
Okay, will do. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you very, very much for that call, Justin. Let's go to Hugh in Los Angeles, listening on Relevant Radio. Hugh, your question for Tim Staples. Hugh?
Hello?
Hi, Hugh.
Yes, can you hear me?
We can.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Sorry for, I don't know why you couldn't hear me earlier.
Oh, were you the snake and the robot earlier?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Hugh, I forgot about it. You shouldn't have brought it up again, man. Okay, you're going back on hold. See ya. No, just kidding. Hugh, what's your question?
My question is pertaining to jewelry and adornments. Also, not just jewelry and makeup, but more also specifically wedding rings, wedding bands and engagement rings.
Yes.
I think of Jezebel. In the Old Testament, and sure. Also Book of Revelation, chapter 12 and chapter 17 of sure. The woman, the two women who yes. Don't say anything. One is adorned with the sun, the moon, and you know natural beauty, and then the other one.
And don't forget the crown. Don't forget the crown.
And the crown of 12 stars.
Yes, correct. Yeah. So I here's the key. We as Catholic Christians believe, as St. Peter teaches, and I'm sure you know this text in 1 Peter chapter 3, when the scripture says, likewise, wives, be submissive to your husbands, so that some, though they do not obey the word, may be won without a word by the behavior of your wives when they see your reverent and chaste behavior. Let not yours be the outward adorning with braiding of hair, decoration of gold, and wearing of robes, but let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable jewel of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. So what we believe as Catholics is that this is a matter of emphasis. St. Paul, just in all of our moral theology, we emphasize first and foremost the interior life, the intentions of the heart, right? Hebrews 4:12 says, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joint and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Everything begins with the heart. So we do not believe texts like this in 1 Peter or in the book of Revelation are condemning gold or jewelry. Absolutely, they're not. But we're talking about a pagan culture where just in our as it is in our culture, you had extremes, especially among the wealthy, but you had extremes, holes everywhere, gold hanging everywhere. We see that in our culture today. The church encourages moderation so that the emphasis is on the inner person. But I think it is a mistake, my brother, to, and I see, you see this in some Christian sects, you know, and some of these cults that say women, no makeup at all, no jewelry at all. And they end up looking frumpy and really not looking very good for their husbands. And that is not what St. Peter and what the book of Revelation are talking about. It's talking about the people who adorn themselves. In other words, their first priority is the outward appearance. That is what we emphasize as Catholics. It's moderation. It's understanding that it's the inward. It's the Proverbs chapter 31 woman, right, who raises her children and cooks the food and serves her husband. You know, there is a beauty and a depth there that doesn't come from the outside. That's not where true beauty comes from. But I just simply urge folks, don't take that too far to the point where you say, well, that means no makeup at all, no lipstick, no adorning, and so forth. That's a mistake. And unfortunately, in a lot of these sects, it can lead to problems. And we won't talk about that. But just from, you know, not taking the time to prepare yourself as a wife for your husband, and husbands too, to look good for your wife. Take care of your body. Take care of yourself to preserve your union, because those things help. Of course, they're not the most important, but they are important.
Hugh, thank you very, very much for that call. I'm glad we finally got to talk to you, found out you're not a robot. again, we are – well, now, Tim, we're about 15 minutes away from going off the air, and we really need to come to you and ask you, please support Catholic Answers and this program, Catholic Answers Live, by giving a call to 888-291-8000. We need your calls because we have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. You asked somebody if they could give $2,000. Mike in North Carolina just gave $2,000.
Oh,
thank you very much, Mike.
My brother, you will be rewarded. And I can say that because you can never outgive God. And in fact, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 says, God loves a cheerful giver. God bless you, brother. We need some more of you.
Few
do
more.
What Mike just did. We really do. 888-291-8000. We are running out of time, and I do not want to say tomorrow that this is the first time we ever didn't make a match.
Right. Jason in Murfreesboro. Come on, Cyril, you can talk. Jason, admittedly, it's not the easiest place to mention. Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He already had a $25 a month donation going. He added the $18 a month donation that we asked for. And he says, Catholic Answers is one of the reasons he became Catholic. The show changed his life. Jason, I'm sorry I mispronounced Murfreesboro, but we do appreciate that. How about this? Margaret from Neoga, Illinois. Two sons, one in Rome, in the seminary. $100 gift from her. Margaret, thank you so much. Those are doubled. Every single one of those is doubled. It's a dollar-for-dollar match up to $20,000. For the next 15 minutes or so, if you haven't dialed yet, would you please, 291-8000. 888-291-8000. You can hear as we take these calls that the calls come from every direction, whether it's a Pentecostal Christian who wants to know what Catholics believe about, you know, this or that, or jewelry or whatever, or it's someone who doesn't know what Thomas Aquinas meant when he said something. I mean, you know what I really think, Tim, answering questions is one of the best ways to share the Lord with people.
It is.
Because we're not imposing on anybody, and nobody feels imposed upon. Ask any question you want, even if it's a challenging question, even if you want to say, you know, all you Catholics are dirty scoundrels. Yes. And I know it's not more than half of us are, Tim, but we're willing to take those calls. And I do believe, I mean, you all know, I'm new to Catholic Answers. I still haven't been here a year. But the things that I've seen, the things that I've heard really fill me with confidence that when the Lord says, go out and make disciples of all the nations, he doesn't mean just go stand on a soapbox.
Amen.
Like, radio is so important to that. I do believe St. Paul would be on the radio
absolutely
today.
Brother.
I believe St. Peter would be on the radio. I kind of think St. Peter might not be as good as St. Paul on the radio. That's just a personal thing, but I don't know.
Although that sermon on Pentecost, brother,
that's
brought 3,000.
That's right. So I say that from my heart. We need your support. And we're so grateful for those who have called. 888-291-8000. Just a few minutes left in this hour. And then we've only got a few minutes to come to you each hour tomorrow. And then we're done for the year. We won't ask you for any more. 888-291-8000.
St. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is, I believe, as Pope Pius XI taught, when he flipped the switch on the first Catholic radio station way back in the 1930s, that there is a purity to the Word of God that comes through radio because it's the Word that goes out. You know, yes, they don't have to look at Cy's ugly face,
right,
or
right.
Tim's. Now, we do have folks watching. I get that.
But they don't have
I'm
to.
I'm sorry
no
that you have to watch me.
No one's forcing you.
but there is a purity to the Word in radio that is very effective in evangelization. And the proof's in the pudding. We're seeing the fruits by seeing so many conversions. And not only do we see the Protestant pastors and atheists and you name it, members of other world religions becoming Catholic,
yeah,
but we also see Catholics. My brothers and sisters, probably the most common thing we see are Catholics coming to life in their faith, moving from the lukewarm that Jesus talks about in Revelation 3:16 that are going to be vomited out of our Lord's mouth to on fire Catholics. We see it every day, my friends. Please, we need you right now. We need some gifts, $1,000, $2,000. We need that one $10,000 gift right now at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And we need that $25 gift and that $100 gift. If you can give a monthly gift, folks, that helps us tremendously because we know that money is coming in each month. And I want to be able to look back and say, Cy, you know what? It was back around 2017 where we had such a good drive. The seed was planted so that we could start this new radio show that we've been wanting to do.
Right.
Or right. this new project that we've been wanting to do. Be a part of it. Pick up the phone now at 888-291-8000. We really do need your help to make this match.
Let's say, take a call. Adolf in Columbus, Ohio, watching on YouTube. Adolf, you are on with Tim Staples. Your question, please.
Yes, I actually have two questions.
Yes.
One is, what does the Catholic Church think about race mixing? And also, is it wrong to doubt the Pope as a legitimate Catholic?
Okay.
And I'm really sorry if my accent makes it hard to understand.
Yeah.
Adolf, hang on.
Yes.
Well, it is striking to me that if someone named Adolf with a German accent would ask about race mixing, I'm not making any judgments. I'm just saying that strikes me as an extraordinary call.
Yes.
What does the Catholic Church teach about race mixing?
Well, you know what we emphasize as Catholics is the human race. What is the most important is that we are all absolutely essentially equal, male, female, no matter what color of skin. Let me tell you, that's a message that we need to hear today in this culture. Because in my lifetime, I was around during the riots in the 1960s. Mm-hmm. And I would argue that we weren't even close to the level of racism that I hear on the air back in the 60s. I know I went to school during that time. I had best friends were African Americans. We played football together. But there was no racial animosity. We saw it on the news, the hoses and all of that, right? Bad stuff. But let me tell you, the race baiting that has gone on just in the last 8 years has been absolutely unbelievable. I'm seeing it at levels that I've never seen in my lifetime. We have white people hating black people because of the color of their skin. We have black people hating white people because of the color of their skin. We have brown people hating white people and black people because, yeah. My friends, that is so contrary to the gospel of Jesus right. Christ. There is neither male nor female, bond nor Jew. All are one in Jesus Christ. That is what we teach. Now, as far as the second question, is it wrong to doubt the Pope as a legitimate Pope? Yes, it is wrong. Pope Francis is a legitimately elected pope, and in fact, you're looking at somebody who loves Pope Francis. There's a lot of good that this pope is doing. Yes, he has said some controversial things, and in fact, I would challenge my friend from Columbus, Ohio, to go to my website at timstaples.com. I wrote a series of four posts there on my website, timstaples.com, called Defending Pope Francis, and I hit it from a lot of different angles, but I think it might give you a different perspective on Pope Francis. Hey, does Pope Francis say some things off the cuff at 30,000 feet that I wish he hadn't? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, some things unclear, you name it. But we at Catholic Answers defend his magisterial teachings, as I do on my website. And I think it's unfortunate that a lot of folks misrepresent what our Holy Father actually teaches. That's fodder for another radio broadcast.
Adolf, thanks very much for that call. Let's try to get another call in here. Brian in Bangor, Maine, listening on Presence Radio. Brian, your question for Tim Staples.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Am I coming in okay?
You're fine.
Great, Brian. This is Brian?
Okay, great. Yes, it is. Yeah, I love the show. My question's on evangelization.
Yes.
You know, it's my understanding that anyone of any faith or non-faith, provided it's God's will, can get to heaven. So that presents a bit of a challenge or an obstacle when evangelizing. You know, if you have a friend that's, say, a Hindu or a Buddhist or
yes.
or whatever, and they're just a truly inspirational, great person,
yes.
It presents a bit of a dilemma on, you know, I guess not to be glib, but why bother if you're pretty sure that this person is
right.
is
sure
going Brian, on the right path.
Yeah. Brian, that's a great question. And the bottom line is, yes, God wills all to be saved, including that Hindu, that Buddhist, that Muslim. 1 Timothy 2:4 says God wills all to come to the knowledge of truth and to be saved. God is not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. But that does not mean that we don't need to evangelize, because remember, no one is saved apart from Jesus Christ and his church. What we say in Catholic theology is the ordinary means of our sanctification. God didn't create the Catholic Church. Jesus didn't establish the Catholic Church just for the fun of it. He died on the cross to establish that church because he wants everybody in the world to be in the Catholic Church. That is the ordinary means of our sanctification. So because it is true that if a person is outside of the visible boundaries of the Catholic Church through no fault of their own, I want to tweak your question just a little bit there, Brian, because it's not enough for it to be God's will for that Muslim or whoever to be saved. They have to cooperate with God's will, with God's grace right where they are. So in other words, if somebody comes to them with the gospel and they reject it, they will be lost. If they reject the Catholic truth, they will be lost. We don't know the state of that person's soul, so we need to evangelize. You know, Cy, one of the great things about the new evangelization of Pope St. John Paul the Great is the new evangelization begins in the pew. We need to evangelize the Catholic next to us at Mass.
Right, right, right.
As well as the Hindu and Buddhist, because everybody needs Jesus in the Eucharist to get to heaven. Ordinarily speaking. Now, because God can reach, and he can because he's God, he can reach outside of the visible boundaries of the Catholic Church. And as long as, and the church has been very clear on this, as long as these people are where they are through no fault of their own, they've never rejected the truth, and they cooperate with the grace of God, they are given right where they are, firmly until the end. And we don't know their hearts. We don't know who is in a state of grace and who isn't. God alone is privy to that. What we know is, yes, God can do this in extraordinary ways, but we want, as Jesus wants, everybody to have the ordinary means of sanctification. You need all the grace you can get to heaven. And the only place you can get all the grace God wills for you is right here in the Catholic Church. And so we want to evangelize absolutely everyone, and we leave to God the judging with regard to who is going to be saved and who is not. That's his business. Does that make sense, Cy?
It makes sense to me. Brian, I hope it makes sense to you. We have just a minute and a half left on the air. I want to say a couple things before we go, but I want to make sure that I get this in. If you call 888-291-8000, any amount that you pledge is going to be matched dollar for dollar by another donor, up to $20,000. When we go off the air, that doesn't mean we leave the phones. People will still be there to answer phones 15 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour. As long as the phones are ringing, there will be someone there to answer them. Until midnight tonight, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and every gift received there up until midnight will go towards the match. $20,000 dollar for dollar match, 888-291-8000. John in Pueblo, Colorado, Patty in Evans, Georgia, Clarence in Houston, Texas, Harry in Battle Creek, Missouri, Dirk in Lima, Ohio, Amy in Cincinnati, Deepa in Birmingham, Ann in Conrad, Montana, Sonia in Tucson, Arizona, and Brian in Fitchburg, Mass., Mary in Rochester, New York. I'm sorry I wasn't able to do the amounts, but thank you very, very much for your generous gifts. 888-291-8000.
And Jim in Omaha just came in with a $200 gift. Folks, we really do need some of you to call now with that 1,000, that 2,000. I do not believe we've hit the match yet. Just scrolling down. I don't have scientific numbers here. But, folks, we need you to call now. Get on the phone. We need you. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and keep coming.
2 hours of open forum tomorrow. We'll see you then, God willing, on Catholic Answers Live.